running on empty.
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next almost half hour to answer all your computer and technology-related questions.
That's right, Kev. It's Wednesday, the Wednesday after the big storms.
Wow.
If your computer doesn't work,
this is the first time I've sat down right now. Since Friday.
If your computer doesn't work, we could pretty much just tell you it's probably a bad motherboard.
If you're lucky, it stops at that. Otherwise, it might have gotten elsewhere, knocked out any networking equipment you have. Saw a lot of that, too. So, good news is your data's probably safe. Can't guarantee that, but never hurts to have a backup as well.
Give us a call here, 395-1450, the Computer Guys here on WHTC. We'd be happy to help you out with any computer problems, really, that you're having. Even if it doesn't turn on, we'll still be happy to give you some advice on that. Give us a call here, 395-1450, or you're always welcome to send us an email if your computer does work.
Computerguys at WHTC.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you have a question, you want to send it in via email, again, it's computerguys@WHTC.com.
That's right, Kev. Of course, we always have our podcast.
That's right. Apple iTunes, currently easiest way to get that. Type WHTC into the music store. And you can just come across our podcast and listen to old shows. Or I apologize, too. I was a little late in posting. Things were a little hectic, so got a little behind on the posting of that. So there's a couple new ones up there for you.
Well, I tell you, Kev, with that storm, those storms last Thursday night and Friday night, wow, that sure has wreaked a lot of havoc on the computers and technology of West Michigan. Just from the rain, lightning was the big one.
It's the double whammy. All that lightning on Thursday. And all that rain, I mean, you've got water-saturated computers, you've got electrical,
swimming.
Yep. So you we get the wide range, but they just started rolling in, so. Oh, but I think
You know, even a few that had surge protectors.
Well, yeah, if it's a really direct strike, the surge protector can actually allow a little voltage to go through that can actually damage the computer, so. It'll protect you against a more distant strike, but if, you know, it hits your property or your direct house, if that thing's plugged in, it really doesn't matter what it's plugged into, it's probably going to go. So, but if you had a strike like that, that's probably grounds for an insurance claim anyway. So if you had a strike there, it's going to have damaged just about everything that's plugged in.
But the insurance agents are busier than the computer guys this week.
Probably, but not by much.
Well, Kevin, in addition to the phone calls here today, of course, we've got some news because the one fun thing about our industry, well, one of the fun things, is that it's always changing. So we've always got news stories. Hopefully they'll educate, inform, and hopefully even entertain you. One of those things, Kev, is Wikipedia. I know you're not as much of a fan of Wikipedia as I am.
Oh, I enjoy it. I just don't swear by it.
Have you come around a little bit?
No, I do. I see it as an option. I see it as a source of information. I can't say that I always find it completely trustworthy.
Sure,
just due to the nature
mistakes.
Of it.
There
but you know
mistakes.
What? I'll check it out. I always look at it. And the fact is, if you're searching for something, you know, regardless of what search engine you use, it's probably going to be, if there's a wiki article on whatever it is you're searching for, it's probably going to be near the top. So.
And so for our listeners who don't know, Wikipedia is basically an online encyclopedia. But not quite an encyclopedia, along those lines. And it's all user generated.
One of the things I like about it most is it does a great job profiling the history of something. Like, let's say you're looking for information on a certain product. Well, the fact is, you know, you can only get so much information from a single source. But with the nature of the Wikipedia, people have contributed information from the development phase to its first release to all its revisions. I usually find it does a really great job profiling the history of, like, let's say you wanted to look at the first computer or something like that, just talking about the history of it. It does great there.
And I've got a story on that, Kev.
Sure.
But first we're going to go ahead and take this phone call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Well, good afternoon, Computer Guys. I was going to say morning.
It's morning somewhere. And just not here.
I kind of flew past this over here.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you know, with people having damage to their computers and things like that through this flood we just went through, a lot of people will be just basically throwing them out into their trash or something, you know, into all these big bins and that to go to a dump. Should they be doing that, or is there a proper way to dispose of computers? Because if someone else gets their hands on your computer, is there information they can get out of it and you not know about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe you can answer those and give some other tips. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Well, the first thing is, if your computer has been flooded, if it was off when the rains came and you let it dry out for a few days to a week, there's a good chance, I'm not going to guarantee you, but there's a good chance, that depending on how much water it got, of course, that it might still work.
Yeah, the issue you run into there is corrosion.
Right. But there's a good chance.
Yeah.
But as far as the information that's on there, if the hard drive can still be read, yeah, I mean, if you've got social security numbers, credit card numbers, rather than just toss it in the dumpster or go recycle it, pulling it out or bringing it somewhere, for instance, we securely erase a lot of those hard drives because there can be a lot of information on there.
Yeah.
That if it falls into the wrong hands can cost a lot more than getting it removed. So
sure.
But
we'll come back to that in just a second. Let's go ahead and take this call.
Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes. Question. Just like the last three times I've turned on my computer, the icons and so forth all come in there like double the size.
Is it just the icons, or is it everything else, too?
No, everything else, too. Like when I go to Internet Explorer, you know, to try to get into my emails.
Sure.
I mean, everything is just blown way up, and so the you can't even get it on the screen, you know, because it's too big.
Okay. Is this a laptop or a desktop?
Laptop.
Laptop, okay. And is this running XP or Vista?
XP.
XP, okay. And has this ever happened before?
One other time.
Okay. Well, if it's just an occasional thing like this, we can tell you how to reset that. But if it happens more often, and then it could be a sign of a bigger problem. But what you do is if you just put your mouse anywhere over the desktop, not on an icon, but, you know, over the background picture.
Yeah.
And you right-click, and you go to Properties.
Yeah.
On XP. Then a little dialog box comes up, and then the far right tab on there should say Settings.
Okay.
Are you in front of the computer now, or are you just jotting this down?
I am. I'm just, okay, just go to here and punch it on the right side.
Yeah, you see the tab on the top there, that box that came up says Settings?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Right now it comes up Google News, you know.
Oh, are you in Internet Explorer?
Did I go back?
Yeah,
did
you don't want to be in Internet Explorer. You don't want to be in any programs.
Okay, all right. Yep. I got it off there.
Okay, so then if you put your mouse over the background picture of your computer.
Yep.
And you right-click and you go to Properties.
Okay, now I just right-clicked. I just got the hourglass.
Computers, sometimes that'll come up if the computer's a little slow.
Okay.
Well, otherwise, if you want to jot this down, if it's taking a little too long.
Okay, I see Properties. Yep.
Okay. Now on the top, you see a tab that says Settings?
I just punched up Properties, and then it went into the hourglass again.
Okay. If you got a pen and paper, you could jot this down, because it sounds like your computer's just running a little slow right now.
Okay. And then I go to Settings.
Yep. And then you go to the tab there that says Settings. Now, about two-thirds of the way down on the lower left-hand side of that window, there's a little spot that says Screen Resolution. On the left, it says less. On the right, it says more.
Okay.
And there's a little icon that you can slide left or right.
Okay.
If you slide that all the way to the right and you hit apply.
Apply on the on the keyboard?
Well, on that little window that'll be open.
Oh, on that window. Okay.
Yep. Then your screen will flash and flicker for a few seconds. And then everything should start to look smaller then.
Okay.
And then if it looks good, you can hit okay, and then you'll be on your way. But
okay.
So again, you right-click on the desktop, go to Properties.
Yep.
When the Display Properties window opens up, you go to Settings.
Yep.
And then Screen Resolution, lower left-hand corner, slide it toward More.
Okay, I'll do that.
And if the computer's still, the icon is going, just restart your computer first and then try it again.
Okay. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Hey, thanks for your
thanks.
Call.
Yep, bye.
Actually, Kev, sometimes that'll happen on its own. Sometimes.
Yep. And if it happens a lot,
driver will update.
Yep. Either updating the video driver is one option, or potentially if the video card's going bad, you'll see that it doesn't seem to hold that resolution right. So a couple options there. First thing is just adjust it and see if it comes back again. So anyway, let's go back to the getting rid of old technology items. Basically, computer-related equipment. You can bring it to Goodwill. They do accept any brand of used computer equipment in any condition. So as long as the monitor doesn't have like broken glass, if it's an older style monitor, they will take everything else. But they do not accept liability for any data lost or any confidential data that you have on there. So if there is information that you're concerned with before you get rid of your computer, you're going to want to make sure that data gets destroyed properly. And like Dave said, that is something we do at our office, and we guarantee that it's gone. So when it leaves our office, I don't think anybody's going to be getting it. So
usually not.
But yeah, you've got computers there, desktops, laptops, printers, scanners, hard drives, keyboards, mice, speakers, cords, cables, and then ink and toner cartridges or any software if it includes the license key as well. And that is either one of the Goodwill locations, North or South Holland.
Back to Wikipedia here, Kev. Wikipedia will be adding a video option within 2 or 3 months. According to the MIT Technology Review, person editing a Wikipedia article will find a new button labeled Add Media. Clicking it will bring up an interface allowing him or her to search for video, initially from 3 repositories containing copyright-free material, and drag the chosen portions into the article without having to install any video editing software or do conversions themselves.
Wow.
So the results will appear as a clickable video clip embedded within the article. They'll be requiring all video to use open source formats. This is in the hopes of getting content providers to open up their material to gain wider exposure on the Wikipedia website. That would be nice, although I search Wikipedia a lot on my phone. That would not help me.
Nope, might be a little sluggish.
Actually, I can't even play that on my phone, so even if I wanted to. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes, I was wondering if you could give me any suggestions. My printer is an HP, and I've only had it for about a year, and I have pictures in Picasa. And I cannot get them to print out on the, like, 4x6 picture paper. No matter what it seems like I do, they just print out on regular computer paper.
So you've got the 4x6 paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're trying to, and you've loaded that into the printer, and then you've tried to print with it, and it doesn't seem to work right?
Right. I have a slot that holds the pictures, a place, a tray.
Okay.
It holds the 4x6.
Okay.
And then I also have the tray below it that holds the regular computer paper.
Okay.
And every time I try to print the pictures, they print out on the computer paper.
Yeah. Oh, so it doesn't even try to grab the photo quality paper?
No.
One thing you can do is when you go to print, it'll pop up a button that calls, it's called Preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, you'll see an option, and this is different on every printer, and it'll say something about paper tray. And what you have to do is you have to change that to pull from that secondary tray. You'll have to basically say select, you know, photo tray or whatever they call it, or tray number 2, if there's any numbers assigned to it. And you got to specifically tell the program that you want to print from that tray. Mm-hmm. Another way you can try and force it to print from that tray is by pulling out your standard paper.
Okay, if you, taking that out.
Yeah, if you pull that out when you're trying to print your photos, if it doesn't see paper in that first location, it'll probably try and go to the second. So a couple things to try there. You may need to have somebody who kind of walk you through the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of changing the settings to make it print from that second tray.
So do I have to do that into Preferences every time I'm going to print?
Every time you're going to print from, you basically, it'll say, it'll default to the big tray, the regular size paper,
Mm-hmm. And
then you have to opt for it to go to the secondary, to the 4x6.
Okay.
So every time you're going to print a photo, you're going to have to make it select that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay, we'll give that a try and see what happens.
Give it a shot. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
All right, Kev. Well, we've got another call here live from Brent Allen. Brent?
Hey, Dave. How's it going over there?
Hey, great. We're getting some problems taken care of, hopefully, here.
Well, you know, after the big storms, you guys have really been a big help to a lot of people around the area. We've heard great things about you. Thanks for all you guys do.
We've been getting slammed, so.
I bet you have. Something nobody could anticipate. Wow. Crazy times. Fun times out here at ABC Warehouse. Closest thing to wholesale is what we say, and man, have they got some great deals out here. This is my last time to check in, so I want to make sure I tell you about some really good deals they have out here at ABC Warehouse in Holland. We're at US 31 at Felch, and if you come on by, you're going to find some great great deals. Of course, today being as hot as it is, up around 90 degrees already, you might want to grab that air conditioner you've been putting off. Well, you can grab one for only $77. That's for a 5,000 BTU. And an even bigger one, an 8,000 BTU, they'll start at $99. So some great, great deals on the air conditioners and fans here at ABC Warehouse as well. They've got iPods and accessories. Of course, if you're going to be doing any jogging or exercising, you got to have that iPod. And you can get those right here as well, too. ABC Warehouse has the lowest prices around. Home theater systems, maybe you got a big screen TV and you've been thinking about investing in a home theater system to bring that home theater to life in your home. Well, you could do that. They've got some great deals. They start at $399 for a complete home theater system, including a big, big 150-watt subwoofer. They've got grills on sale. They've got digital photo frames starting at $39.99 and on-the-spot financing right here at ABC Warehouse. The folks at ABC would love to help you out. Really very, very helpful people, and they've got some super deals under the tent here as well. That's why I'm here. It's the tent sale going on, and it's going to be going on all the way until 10 o'clock tonight. So stop on by and check out some of the great, great deals. And if you tell me you heard me on WHTC, I've got one final gift left here from the folks at ABC. They've given me one of these really cool, and this is a really handy thing to have considering the storms we've had. It's one of those LED flashlights that you wind up. You wind it for about a minute, and it'll run for 20 minutes. No batteries, no bulbs. It's all LED. And I've got one of these. It's a $15 value. I'm going to give that to you for free. The next person that comes in and tells me you heard me on 1450 WHTC. So come on out and say hi to me, ABC Warehouse. I'll be out here broadcasting again until 1 o'clock and then back in the studio. It's Brent Allen doing it live on a hot Wednesday afternoon on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brent. Have a great afternoon out there. Try to stay cool.
Yep. Now,
maybe
he mentioned
even,
I don't know if they had slip and slides there, but he mentioned air conditioners, and then he went right to iPods. Now, I'm wondering if he's got any air conditioner iPods so you can jog and stay cool at the same time.
Or
I'd be interested in that.
He did mention that you can get an iPod to jog. You don't have to exercise while using that. That is one of the great things.
Oh, you can sit in your chair?
You could sit in your chair with your new iPod and your new
I better go get one. In the air conditioning as well with your 8,000 BTU unit.
I won't name names, Kev, but I do know people who have purchased iPods specifically to exercise with.
Sure.
They still use the iPod, but I won't give you any reports on the exercise.
Well, you know, that's the nice thing about the iPod. It doesn't make you exercise. You know, I'm sure that they could come across with one that doesn't work unless you're exercising. So, hey, I was at a store the other day. This is technology related, so that's why I'm going on this tangent. But, okay, we were at a restaurant, and there was a waitress there, and she was, you know, she was walking all over the place, and she had her running shoes on. She said she had her iPod, it was an iPod Touch, and she had it on her hip. And she came over, and she goes, yep, I walk around so much during the day, I finally figured out how much I'm going to walk. So she bought the shoes, you know, the ones that have the little chip in, and got an application for her iPhone or her iPod Touch, which functions like a pedometer. So basically, she just walks around all day and, you know, she can look at her iPod and see how far she's walked and how long she has yet to go to get her 10,000 steps or whatever the goal is. So, yeah, it was her first day using it, so I couldn't ask her how much around in a day. She figured it was probably around 6 miles.
Well, seeing as I spent a lot of the day sitting in front of computers, I wouldn't want to have one of those for the fear that it would have a very low number.
Yes, yeah, like 5 or 6. Well, no, let's see. About 20 steps to the bathroom.
We're looking at maybe 1,000 steps.
Yeah, maybe. On a big day.
Well, Kev, here's one other reason to not walk.
That's not good. Online we don't want to promote that.
Online videos. People love YouTube.com. One of the newer ones, Hulu.com.
Oh, yeah.
Not as well known. This is a story from Fortune. Okay. About why we love online video. But, surprise, sites like Hulu.com aren't just appealing because they're free. In fact, we'll probably end up paying for them. There has perhaps never been a better time to drop your $60 a month cable bill and subsist purely on free web video. How else to explain the hoopla last week when News Corp Chief Digital Officer Jonathan Miller merely hinted that the video site Hulu might someday charge viewers for some of its content.
Of course.
Well, you know, as reported by the website, the Daily Finance, Miller said, in my opinion, the answer could be yes. I don't see why over time that shouldn't happen. Immediately, people question why they'd ever pay for something they're used to getting for free.
If they don't have another option, then they'll start paying more.
Or they'll complain.
Yeah.
Or they'll complain and they'll pay.
Yep. So, yeah, they'll pay and complain about paying. It's usually what happens.
Well, so we have a research that was done here by Bernstein Research analyst Jeff Lindsay. Lindsay surveyed online video watchers and found that 35% are thinking of switching from the regular TV viewing to online video. And not just, Kev, get this, not just because they're cheapskates, which is the stereotype of people who use all the free online stuff for cheap. But out of those
they don't like the commercials.
Well, out of those who said they might cut their cable, 28% wanted to save money. But 27% said they'd be interested because of the web's wider selection of content. So this means the popularity of sites like Hulu aren't just because the price, free, is right. People are getting something they can't get from cable, at least not yet.
Yeah, and I've got to say, you know, I was on Hulu for a while, and it's really a pretty great way to watch your favorite shows. Your commercials are minimum. It interjects a commercial probably every, I don't know, 7 to 10 minutes, but the commercial is only 25 to 30 seconds long, and often it's the same commercial throughout the entire episode that you're watching. But the quality is really good, even if you don't have a blazing fast internet connection, even with a pretty basic DSL connection, can you watch good quality video. Some of the stuff is offered in HD as well, but you do need a bit faster connection to be able to take that.
So. And here's another interesting part of it too, Kev. On the sports front, which I know you're not a huge fan of, but a lot of people are, Cablevision reportedly just agreed to a deal with the Yankees, Yes Network, and other Major League Baseball advanced media that would let cable subscribers who already have Yes watch on their computers as well. So let's say, for instance, you've got Comcast, and maybe in the future Comcast would say, well, you have Comcast at your house, so you can also watch it on your computer through the internet.
Sure.
So there's one more reason to stay in front of the computer.
There you go.
But, you know, Hulu.com, I tried watching something on the other day, but it was not high resolution, and you know, now that I've got a new TV and high def.
Well, now you and your fancy TV and your Blu-ray player.
Yep.
Ugh, don't watch it.
So one more thing to use your computers for. And one other quick story here too, Kev, which leads into this last one. Beyond Blu-ray. This is from...
I was just reading something about that.
Just as we were all getting used to watching movies on Blu-ray.
Yeah, some of us have yet to adopt that.
Well, this is in the future.
Oh, okay.
This is in the future.
Okay.
Swinburne University of Technology in Melbourne, Australia, has developed a DVD that holds 1.6 terabytes of data, or about 2,000 movies.
Wow. That's insane.
1.6 terabytes.
That's a great way to back up your information. I want to get one of those drives for my computer.
So
I don't even know what I'd put on there.
It's still in the research phase.
Sure.
But
can't buy it at ABC Warehouse yet today.
But the question is, do you need that much storage?
Not right now, but you know,
probably not.
No, probably not. It'd be definitely more for data centers and the like. But yeah, speaking of Blu-ray, we talked about before how Blu-ray is probably one of the last physical formats we'll see for movies. You know, as we talk more and more about online video and streaming options.
What? They talk about that, but they've also been promising me flying cars since 1950s and they're not here yet.
Yeah, they are.
There's
I watched a video on one the other day.
Oh, I know, but it costs too much money and it doesn't go that far. And the wings fold up and it's only really meant to get you to your grave.
You know, I was talking about the hover one. They can't, for insurance reasons, do it when it's not tethered to a crane. Fly it around a little bit. It's kind of fun to look.
But anyway, as far as that goes, you know, the online media, we're being able to watch movies on demand on your computer or television.
You can do it. I mean, you could do it right now with a variety of different services, you know.
Here in the United States, it's going to be longer than they think because the amount of bandwidth it requires.
The question is, will there be another physical format prior to that, or will Blu-ray be the last stopping block?
Blu-ray will be probably the
last.
Think so? Oh, yeah.
Think so. Well, I'm thinking about buying a Blu-ray player.
Good for you.
Just because I have to buy a new TV anyway.
There you go. The one I just got, you can watch YouTube on it.
Yeah?
Through the Blu-ray player, which is pretty amazing. Yeah.
I don't know if I need anything else to take up my time, so maybe I'll get the one without the YouTube function.
Well, it was the same price, so why not?
So how much time have you spent watching YouTube on your player?
About 5 minutes.
Okay.
So don't worry.
Okay. Is it pretty easy to navigate?
It is. It's just amazing. I mean, it uses Java. It's just how computers and...
It's all merging together. It's great. It's great. Anyway, the music means it's the end of another show. Thanks for tuning in today. If you weren't able to tune in, you can always check out the podcast. Or if you want to pass this on to your friend, the easiest way to do that right now is to type WHTC into the Apple iTunes Music Store, and you can listen to our shows. If we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. 394-4940 is our number. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 399 East 32nd. That's one block west of the corner of 32nd and 31.
That's right, Kevin. If in the meantime you do know of a place I can get a useful jetpack or flying car that was promised, let me know.
eBay.
Until then, we'll be back next week. Thanks and have a great one.